Module 6D, Listening Skills. Exercise 2, page 92. 1. Why did the man join the club? A. He wanted to meet new people. B. He needed to get fit. C. He wanted to lose weight.
I'd been thinking about joining the club for a while, but it's not easy when you're overweight and shy about meeting new people. Joining a gym wasn't for me, though, so this seemed the best option. Now I'm glad I did it. The people are really friendly, and there are all shapes and sizes, so I don't feel self-conscious at all. We follow the diet plan and exercise together. I'm already a few pounds lighter, and I feel great.
2. What is the woman's job? A. A nutritionist. B. A writer. C. A personal trainer.
I help people to become the person they want to be. We can all change our appearance by losing or gaining weight, training and exercising to change our body shape, even having plastic surgery. But that's all superficial. I help people to make changes where it really counts, on the inside. I mainly produce self-help guides, but I also give lectures and seminars to help people set personal goals and achieve them, to make their lives more fulfilling and to become better people.
3. How did the exhibition make the boy feel? A. Inspired. B. Disgusted. C. Depressed.
I'd heard that this artist was very dark and created shocking images. I thought the exhibition would be disgusting and make me feel like throwing up, but I was still curious to see for myself. Some of the pieces were pretty gloomy, and some were disturbing and sad, but when I looked beyond the obvious, I felt that each piece had an element of hope to it. Perhaps it was unintentional by the artist, but I came away feeling quite positive, and have already started sketching down a few ideas for a school art project next month.
4. Why is the woman talking to her daughter? A. To give permission. B. To complain. C. To give advice.
Just because Katie thinks something is a good idea doesn't mean you have to do it. You should pay less attention to Katie and make your own decisions. She's a nice girl, but I'm worried that she's too bossy, and one day she might get you into trouble or even put you in danger. If I were you, I'd try to expand my circle of friends to include more people who are not so easily persuaded to do silly things. What about joining a club or a sports team together? That way you can both hang out with other kids, and Katie won't be so attached to you.
5. What is being described? A. The modelling industry. B. A new way of advertising. C. A new type of consumer.
Open a magazine these days and chances are you'll see more than one model over 60. This is because older women are being recruited by top model agencies to advertise the brands that women born in the 1950s and 60s are buying. The spending power of this market, also called the silver pound, in reference to the silver hair of the older generation, is estimated to be around £29 billion a year on fashion alone. This consumer market is not new, but it is growing, and to exploit it to the fullest, brands are becoming aware that they need to portray an image which their consumers can relate to.
6. Why did the woman decide to become an artist? A. Because of her love of art. B. To follow a family tradition. C. Because she had natural talent.
There wasn't a particular moment when I decided this was the job I wanted. My mother was very enthusiastic about art. She loved to paint and sculpt, and she didn't care if they weren't any good, because she simply loved creating them. I, on the other hand, didn't really have that much interest in it until my art teacher entered the class into a local competition and I won first prize. I realized that I was good without really trying, and so I went to art school for an easy degree. Then, when people started to offer me money for my work, I didn't see any reason to turn it down.
7. How does the man feel while he is competing? A. Focused. B. Scared. C. Excited.
At first, it was really difficult to overcome the nerves and concentrate on the race. The crowd always yell excitedly, and that can be really off-putting. I used to get butterflies in my stomach every time, and be on edge. A kind of stage fright, I guess. Now I just zone everything out. Once the starter's pistol goes off, I don't hear anything except my heart beating and my feet hitting the track until I reach the finishing line.
8. How will the traveller cross the desert? A. By jeep. B. By camel. C. On foot.
I'll admit that a 4x4 jeep is probably the quickest, the most convenient, and the most comfortable option, and that's fine. But to really see the wonders of the Arabian desert, you have to be able to look 360 degrees around all the time and stop at watering holes and spend a couple of nights under the stars in a Bedouin camp. I would love to do it on foot, with a guide, but to do it properly, it would take weeks. I will have to settle for as much as I can cover in 10 days on a camel. It won't be as challenging as walking, but I think I will enjoy it all the same.